You're holding off Yud Beis. Again, we're in the middle of the Shiloh, that by Edus, it was a Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, that Rav Meir said a person says at 3 hours, and one person says at, the Shiloh was again, the what? That was Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir holds, if you say 2 and 3, it's good. More than that is possible. And Rav Yehuda said no. Even 2 and 5 is also kosher. Even 3 and 5 is also kosher. So Shaila, how much of a mistake do they make? So Abaye wanted to say they only make a mistake in half an hour. That's all they make a mistake, according to Rav Yehuda. And according to Rav Meir, they don't make a mistake at all. Now, the one that said 2 meant the end of the second hour, and the one that said 3 means the beginning of the third hour. That was Abaye's pshat. So Rav answered back, very good. Rav asked Akasha, how could that be? If you have a suffix, what the Edus meant, so how could we kill with such Edus? The Torah says, v'shofetu eda v'tzilu, ho'eda, that you're supposed to try and save the person, not to kill him. So you have Edus, one Ed says it happened the second hour of the day, and the other Ed says it happened the third hour of the day. Now, according to Rav Meir, we say they don't make any mistakes. If they don't make any mistakes, the Chura, they're lying. One said 2, one said 3. Why do we say this? Why do we say that this one meant the end of the second, and this one meant the beginning of the third? Why should we say that? Like Rav's kasher is, at least there should be a suffix to us, that maybe the one that said 2 meant 2, and the one that said 3 meant the end of the third hour, and then they're shakron and they're lying. That's Rav's kasher back to Abaye. Like, how could you, Abaye, say they don't make mistakes? He meant the end, and he meant the beginning. Who said so? Maybe the one that says 2 means the beginning of 2, and the one that says 3 means the end of 3. And in that case, you can't kill. So how can you kill according to Abaye? That was Rav's kasher. Now, the Mefarshim answer, the pshat from Abaye is, he holds there's a chazaka. You have 2 Edim coming in front of us. One said it happened the second hour of the day. One said it happened the third hour of the day. Now, stamazoy, a person is becheskes kasheris. We should never mind the 2 kasher people here. So stamazoy, we should say they're not lying. If they're not lying, becheskes kasheris, so how come you're saying 2, you're saying 3? So pshita, we should say, that you said 2 means the end of the second hour. That you say 3 means the beginning of the third hour. Because everybody has a becheskes kasheris. Like, stand a person, we meet up, we say he's kosher. Why should we say he's lying? That's the swear in Abaye. So, mainly because of a chazaka, cheskas kasheris, we would say that's what he meant. And then, echanami, we have a right to kill the person. But Rav holds no. That's why we need a postik. The postik says, vetilo eda. And the postik says, anytime you have a doubt, if the edim really are telling the truth or not, even though there are chazokis to say telling the truth, try and save the person. That's why when Rav asked the kasha, he dafka brings down a pasuk. Like some of Farshim asked the kasha, why does Rav need a pasuk for? That's pshita. A suffix nefashis, you can't kill somebody. If you have a doubt if that person really killed or not, pshita, there's a chazok or not, you're not allowed to kill a person. You only have a right to kill somebody if you know for sure vada he killed. Now here it's a pashta svara. We have a suffix, are the edim liars or not? So how could you kill? So why does Rav need a pasuk for? In Svara we should say you can't kill. So that's the way they answer. Even according to Rav, we know you need a pasuk. Because really, when 2 Edim, they're kosher. You meet up with 2 people, the Mestam, we say they're kosher. So when he said the second hour, he said the third hour, we say they're not lying. He meant the end, he meant the beginning of the third hour, and they're not lying. Now Rav is kasher, since there's a Mefarish pasuk. V'shofet tu eda v'tzilu eda, that you have to go and try and save the edim, save the person. So any time there's a doubt what the person means, the slightest doubt, don't go boss of the chazaka, but rather say it's a suffix if he killed or not, and the male we can't kill him. Tell all my Rav. Rav learns like this. The machlokes is like this. Ledivir Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, Adam toyish tei shoyis, chosam mashu. A person, it's normal to make a mistake for 2 hours. At least in the Gemara's times, they didn't have watches yet. They used to tell the time of looking at the sun. It was possible, it's normal to make a mistake 2 hours. We don't say they're lying. We say the 2 Edim made a mistake. Ledivri Rabbi Yehuda, Adim Toya Shola Shoyes Chosam Ashu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's normal for a person to make a mistake 3 hours. How does that follow? Ledivri Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Adim Toya Shtei Shoyes. A person makes a mistake 2 hours. Chosam Ashu, less a little bit. What does that mean? That one aid said it happened the second hour of the day. And the second aid said it happened the third hour of the day. So we say, Maisa Kihevi, when did the really murder take place? Oy betchila shtayim, either at the beginning of the second hour of the day, so one aid is right, oy besayv sholosh, or else that the second aid said it happened the third hour, he meant the end of the third hour. still we say they're not lying. Both Eidos are telling the truth. I once said it happened at the beginning of the second hour, and once said it happened at the end of the third hour. The shot is, v'chad minayu k'toyi be'shoi ischosem ashum. One of the two Eidos made a mistake. Really, let's say at the beginning of the second hour. Why did the second Eid say it happened at the end of the third hour? He made a mistake. According to he calculated the time, right now was the end of the third hour. So they're not lying, they're telling the truth. Just it's normal for a person to make a mistake for 2 hours. That's pshat in Rameya. Ledivri Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds, Odim toye sholoshoyis chosamashu. No, a person can make a mistake for 3 hours. Like we said in the Gemara's times at least. Now you don't have this heter anymore. Remember, when I was in Yeshiva, learned this Gemara, you tell our Rebbe, okay, tomorrow we're coming 3 hours late to Shia. But it is not stop shot, because now we have watches, we know what time it is, you can't say this. But in the Gemara's times, they didn't have watches, so you can make a mistake 3 hours, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Is Ma'isik Yavi, when did the killing take place? Oy betchila sholosh, either the beginning of the third hour, oy besoif chomish, or else the end of the fifth hour. So really, there are 3 hours difference between the two Eidim. One Eid says, we saw Reuven kill at the beginning of the third hour of the day, and the second Eid says, I saw the same Reuven kill, and I thought it was the end of the fifth hour. Now, v'chad v'nayu k'toy sholoshoy schosamashu. One of the two Eidim made a mistake by 3 hours, so we say they're not lying, they're both telling the truth. No, why do you say 3 hours later, I made a mistake? And that's a normal thing to do. So therefore, everybody has a cheskas kashrus. So when two Eidim come to Bezdin and say, we saw this Reuven kill somebody, even though one says two, one says five, we say, Mistoma, they're still telling the truth, they're emis, and they just made a mistake, they miscalculated the right time. So the Gemara Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in the Gemara and Mishnah in Sanhedrin, ho yubayt kenoisai b'shevach hakiris. Whenever you had Eidim, so Rashi says, li Eidim nefoshes. Whenever Eidim came to Bezdin to say, we saw the way Reuven killed somebody. So they want to say, Eidim now to kill somebody. So the Dalocha, Bezdin has to check out these two Eidim, v'sheva chakiris. They have to ask them 7 special questions. What are these 7 questions they have to ask him? Be'ezer Shavua, which Shemitah are we in? Rashi says, be'ezer Shavua means Shemitah. Be'ezer Shemitah shayovol, sheyesh by sheva Shemitahs. A yovol is a thing of 49 years. It's divided into 7. So in which 7 years, in which Shemitah are you holding in? B'yezer Shona. Then you have to say, B'yezer Shona, which year of the Shemitah are you in? B'yezer Chodesh, which month of the year did it happen in? The Kama B'chodesh, what day of the month did it take place? B'yezer Yom, what day of the week did it take place? That's what Bezdin asked each one of these Eidim separately. They asked each one separately. B'yezer Shor, what hour of the day did it happen? And B'yezer Mokum. These are the 7 questions that the Eidim have to answer. They have to answer these 7 questions. We'll soon see why not. Why? V'tanya, and we learned in a braisa, Ma ben chakiris labdikis. Hey, these 7 questions are very important 7 questions that are called chakiris. The other questions we ask him, like, how did he kill him? What did he use? A knife? What clothing was he wearing? Those are called bedikas. Those are the time we ask other type of questions also to see if they're telling the truth or not. Those are called bedikas. We check out these 2 Eidim with other questions also. Now the Braisa there says, what's the difference between these 7 questions and any other question? Chakiros. By these 7 questions of what day and what time and what place, Omar Echadim and Yadaya. Let's say one of the 2 Eidim say, I don't know. I don't know what year of Shemitah it was. I forgot which day of the week it is. So even though he says, I don't know, Eidus and Patelo. We can't use these Eidus to kill the person. They're no good Eidus. The Eidus are bottle, you can't use them. We'll soon see why not. Mashenken Bedikos. The other questions that Bezdin asked the Eidim, the Moshele, they asked the Eidim, do you remember what clothing was Reuven wearing? Was he wearing a black shirt or a white shirt? And the Eid says, no, I don't know, I don't remember. And there he says, Afilu Shneim Oimrim, Einonu Yoidim, even if 2 of the Eidim both say, no, we don't remember what type of a shirt he was wearing. Still, Eidus and Kayemis. They're not lying. We don't see them contradicting one the other. We say they're both telling the truth. Either they don't know what shirt he's wearing. That's normal. They didn't look at the shirt. They just saw the way Reuven, they saw his face. They saw the way this person, Reuven, killed Shimon. So they're saying Eidus now, Reuven killed Shimon. Even though they don't know what shirt he wear, that's not that important. As long as they don't contradict. If one would say he wore a black shirt, and one would say he wore a red shirt, then we'd also say the Eidus are no good. Because we see they're lying, that's not true. Either one or the other. But if they both say we don't know, there's no contradiction here, we still have the Eidus are good. The Avinu Bot and the Gemara asked the question, why is that? Maishinah Chakiris, or Maishinah Bedikas. What's the difference of these seven questions, the Chakiris, if they say they don't know what time, what year, what place, the Eidus are no good. Mashenken by Bedikas, even though they don't know, still the Eidus is good. What's the difference? The Yamrina and the Gemara answers, Chakirois, by the seven questions, the seven Chakirois, Omar Echad Memeni Yodeya. If one of the Eidim says that he doesn't know what day of the week it was, what month it was, if he doesn't know that, Eidus and Betela. We say the Eidus are no good, it's bottle the Eidus. Why? To have your Eidus, Shiat the Yochel Yazima. These are called Eidus that you cannot be Mekayin the din of Hazoma. The Indian of Hazoma, that's the beginning of Sechta Makis, the Gemara talks about the Parshat Torah, Eidim Zemimim. Eidim Zemimim means, like two Eidim now came and said that we saw Reuven kill Shimon Sunday morning. Now two other Eidim come and said to these two Eidim, how could you say Sunday morning you saw Reuven kill Shimon at the Beverly? At Sunday morning you were with us, someplace else in San Francisco you were with us. So how could you say, Eidus, that you saw Sunday morning play Reuven killed here in Los Angeles? We know that that Sunday morning you were with us someplace else. That's called Eidim Zemimim. That the locher is, we believe the second pair of Eidim, and the first pair of Eidim, they get Misa. They get the same thing that they wanted the other people to get, we give it to them. Kasha Zomim Lachas Liyachiv, we do back to you. The same thing you wanted to happen to the other person, Vezim does it to you. That's the cloud, that's the parsha of Eidim Zemimim. Now, how could you have Eidim Zemimim? Only if the first Eidus say specifically what time it happened, what day it happened. If they say it happened Sunday morning, now it's possible that two other Eidim come and say, Sunday morning, you weren't there, you were there someplace else. But let's say the first two Eidim don't say what day of the week it was. So it's not possible to Mekayim Mitzvah Hazama then. Because the first two Eidim didn't say what day of the week. So if you have another two pair of Eidim coming and saying, how could you say you saw him kill here, you were with us. They would say, I was with you a different day, but the murder took place a different day. Hey, so if they don't say what time, what year, what place, what hour, you can't be Mekayim Mitzvah Hazama. And that's the cloud. Eidus are only good Eidus if it's possible to Mekayim the Inyan of Hazama. If it's possible to say that another two Eidim could come and say, how could you say that Eidus, you were with us at that time. So therefore, the first pair of Eidus are only kosher if they answer these seven Chakiris. You need these seven Chakiris to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Hazama. Like Rashi says, Devli Eidus Shiat Yochel Azima. The Rachamon Noma, the Pesuk says, V'dorshu Ashreftim Heite V'hinei Eid Sheker Heid. V'yasisim Like Ashazom Lassis. We do to these first pair of Eidim what they wanted to do to that Reuven. So we dashin, Eidus Shiat Yochel Lekayim Bo Teres Hazama Hevi Eidus. If the first pair of Eidus are such Eidus that it's possible to have a Din Hazama, they're good Eidus. V'loi, if the first pair can't have a din hazama, loi. V'yazama einu elo, what's the klal of hazama? V'imanu v'yisem, v'yoyse ha'yoyim v'yoyse shor shatim oimim sharisim eidizu. At the same time you said you saw this murder take place, the second pair of Eidim tell the first pair, you with us someplace else, how could you see it? V'mokim zeh yisem imanu v'mokim pleini. V'chi'amri b'yechad mihem. Now, if the first pair of Eidim don't answer the question, what hour of the day it was, the second pair can't say back to the first pair, you were with us at that time. Because they didn't say at what hour it took place. Yeah. So, for Rashi, v'im toimer at yochel azim adeh hayoim, but I call upon him, you could be mekayim the mitzvah hazama by the day. Let's say the second pair of Eidim say, that whole day, Sunday, you were with us someplace else. So even though they didn't say what hour of the day, but as long as they said Sunday, it's still possible, Hazama. The same thing 1 week. As long as they say which week it is. So the Eidim could say, you know, you say that week you saw the murder in Los Angeles, you were with us the whole month, you were with us someplace else. So really, even though you're missing one or two of the questions of the Chakiris, you really could have them in Hazama. If the second pair of Eidim, let's say no, that for the whole month, you were out of town. So if we saw you a whole month someplace else, and now you say any time of that month you saw the murder, it could be Mekayim Mitzvah Hazama. So why do we say you have to answer all the Chakiris? It'd be enough just to answer one or two. So Rashi answers. You're taking away a little bit from what Hazama really could have happened. This is Xeris HaKosiv, that Bezdin has to ask Eidim these seven questions. the Gzeir Shova, the Hate of Hate of Sanhedrin. We learn it out from the Pasuk and the Gemara Sanhedrin. So since we have a special Pasuk to say that the Besdin has to ask him these seven questions, we say, who are then the Inyan of Azoma has to be able to be Mekayim from any one of these questions. So even though if you're missing just one of the questions, even though you could have Azoma from the other six questions, but as long as you're missing the one question for the Azoma, already the Eidus is no good. In other words, we have to hear from you even exactly what hour of the day it happened. So then it's very possible to have Azoma. An Eid could say, that hour of the day, you weren't there, you were with us. But if you didn't say what hour, so the Eidim can't be mazim you for that hour of the day, that's also part of the Gzeiras HaKasuv, the Eidus is no good. So that's why the Chakiras, you have to answer. If you don't answer them, the Eidus is no good. That's the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Now, what's no gay to us? For the Gemara by us now, it's Shver. But by B'dikos, even if they say that we don't know what clothing is wearing, so what? That doesn't stop Hazoma. Hazoma can still take place. Even though you don't know what clothing he was wearing, but as long as you answer the first six questions, we could have a din azama. Now the question is, v'yomarta, if you're going to tell me now that toyin shikuli hai, that according to Rav Meir, people make mistakes in 2 hours, and according to Rav Yehuda, people make mistakes in 3 hours. Avizoy, hai chakiris de ezeshur. Now one of the questions of the chakiris is, you have to ask the Eidim, what hour of the day did you see the murder take place? Is the Chura, when they answer back the hour, it's also Nami Eidus, Shiat Yochel Azimahi. It's no good Eidus. Why? The Amri Mita Katinun. Because we say we made a mistake. Like in Moshul. The two Eidim say, we saw the murder take place Sunday morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. That's when we saw it. So now, two other Eidim are going to come and say, how could you say at 6 o'clock? You saw the Eidus, 6 o'clock, you were with us someplace else. You know what they'll answer? True, we were by you 6 o'clock. We said we saw the murder 6, we made a mistake. Really the murder took place 7 o'clock. Really the murder took place 9 o'clock. But according to Rebbe, it's normal to make a mistake for 2 hours. Or it's normal to make a mistake for 3 hours. So how do you have Hazoma? With hours, in hours you could always answer yourself to say you made a mistake. If you're going to tell me now, like Rava learns, that even by Eidus, it's possible to say you make a mistake for 2 or 3 hours, so Hazoma is not possible by the hour. If you say you saw 6 o'clock, and now they say 6 o'clock you were thus someplace else, so what? I'll answer myself, true, I didn't mean 6 o'clock, I made a mistake. Really, I meant 8 o'clock. Why did I say 6? I make a mistake, 2 hours. So again, you can't have Hazama by hours. And the Gemara, that's not so schwer. As the Gemara, the Yavin and Lahu, Kula Tulsayu, Eino Chinami. To be Mekayim Mitzvah Hazama by the hours has to mean the Hazamim say, you with us completely like 4 hours, so that there's no way out. If you said it took place, the murder, 6 o'clock in the morning, so then the Hazam say, like from according to Rameya, from 4 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock in the morning, you're with us someplace else. So even if you're making mistakes 2 hours, still you're lying. You're with us all those 4 hours. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say 3 hours before and 3 hours afterwards. So it's possible to Mekayim the Inyan Hazama. Mor says, and the Gemara... We have to give a leadway of these extra 2 or 3 hours that it makes a mistake. According to Rabbi Meir, like let's say the person said, I saw the murder take place the 2nd hour of the day. So backwards, we let you have a leadway, maybe you made a mistake, maybe really it happened the 1st hour of the day. But more than that, we don't do, Rashi says, because between day and night, nobody makes a mistake. So the 1st hour of the day, that means like Netzach Hamam, you can't make a mistake, maybe it was before that, because before that it's dark outside. So if you say it took place the 2nd hour of the day, it's possible it happened the 1st hour, and you made a mistake. So 1 hour before we'll give you, and Mitchila Shor Rishoyna, Ad Soif Chomish, until the end of the 5th hour we give you, according to Rameya. Because you say now it happened the 2nd hour. Maybe the 2nd hour meant the end of the 2nd hour, and you make a mistake 2 hours, so we give you until the end of the 5th hour. Of Edinu, really, Dineis of Lomi Koritzfei. Really, beforehand, you should get more than 1 hour, more than just the 1st hour. Ella ben Yamama, the line of Lotoyinchin. But that's truth, you can't make a mistake between day and night. So once you go before the 1st hour of the day, it's night already, you can't say that I made a mistake. Because between day and night, nobody makes mistakes. Uli Rabbi Yehuda, now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yavinan loy metchila shori shoyna viat soif shishis. Enechnami. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you give him from the first hour of the day until the end of the sixth hour. Now, when you want to make hazama, you have to say that whole Sunday morning, from the first hour of the day until the end of the sixth hour of the day, you were with us someplace else. So that's a good hazama. You said the murder took place the third hour of the day. You're a liar. Because even if you say you made a mistake, but we say that whole morning, an extra 3 hours, you're with us someplace else. Therefore, you're lying now. So it's possible to make kind of mitzvah hazama. Like Baruch Rashi says, we have Yehuda, Rashi. The Yomer Rodem Toya Gimel Shoyis. If Yehuda says a person could make a mistake for 3 hours, is merely Yavinin Lu Lahanech the Sholish the Chomish. We give him the third and fifth hour. The Ari Reb Yehuda Behen Metchila Shor Rishoyna, from the beginning of the first hour. In other words, you have two Eidim here. One Eid said it happened the third hour of the day, and the second Eid said it happened the end of the fifth hour of the day. So Mela, for the one that said the third hour, he can make a mistake 3 hours before, so we give him until the first hour of the day. But more than that, we don't give him, because between day and night, nobody makes a mistake. Now, who are the one that makes fifth hour, we give him till the end of the sixth hour, not more. Rashi says, Metchila Shor Rishoyna, V'yad Soiv Shish, Ula Baal Sholish, the one that said third hour of the day, Yavin Lakamei Rishoyna, Ushniya, or the of Nesel, let's say, like we'll soon explain. Really, we should give them more hours, but more than the first hour to the sixth hour, we don't give him. We'll soon explain why not. Mer explains now. Ovedinu, really, the nace of law mikorat fei, like the one that said it happened the third hour of the day, we should give him more than the first hour, because he can make a mistake 3 hours beforehand. Ella, the pshat is though, ben yamam alayla letoyinchi. People don't make mistakes between day and night. So more than 1 hour of the day, you can't make a mistake. Then it's dark outside already. You don't make mistakes between light and night. Between night and day. Ovedinu, really, the Nesav Lekamei Tvei, like the one that says 5 hours a day, really it's possible he made a mistake in 3 hours. So if he made a mistake in 3 hours, we should give him till the 8th hour of the day. He should give him another 3 hours. So why do we only give him till the end of the 6th hour? Elo, the Torah says like this, Shebehei, the 5th hour of the day, Chama B'Mizrach, the sun is still on the east side. Uvazayin, the beginning of the 7th hour of the day, that's after Chatzos, Chama B'Marav, the sun then is on the west side. So between before Chatzos and after Chatzos Hayon, nobody makes mistakes. So when you said the 3rd hour, the most mistake you can make is really it was the 6th hour, and you made a mistake, you thought it was the 3rd hour. But if it would have been the 7th hour of the day, you could never say it's the 3rd hour of the day. Because the 7th hour of the day, that's after Chatzos, the sun is already on Marav side. And when you said the 3rd hour of the day, the sun should have been on Mizrach. So that you can't make a mistake, then for sure you're lying. So the kids, so we give you from the 1st hour of the day up until the 6th hour of the day. That's when a person could make a mistake. So if these two Eidim say to the first two Eidim, how could you say you saw the murder Sunday morning? You were with us someplace else. From the 1st hour to the 6th hour, it's possible to mekayim mitzvah hazama. Therefore, the Eidim are mekayemis, it's called good Eidim now. So therefore, there's no stira from this cloud that even an Eidim, they can make mistakes 2 or 3 hours to the side of Eidim Shiat Yochel Azimim. Yes, it's possible to Mekai Mitzvah Tazomon. Just the second pair of Eidim have to say you were with us a little bit longer. They have to say you were with us for 6 hours. So Gemara Tanan. Well, let's get another Kasha. It says in our Mishnah, Tanan, it says in our last Mishnah we had, Remeyev Oimer, Oichlen Kol Hei. On Erev Pesach, the 5th hour of the day, you're still allowed to eat the Chometz. It's not even also Bachila. For a Sofrim Betchila Zvov, when it comes to 6th hour of the day, then midirabonin, you're not allowed to eat the chametz, and uadin it's also bano, you have to burn it. That's Remeya Shita. Remeya doesn't make an exera 2 hours, just 1 hour before. As midiraisa, you're allowed to eat the chametz up until chatzos, up until the 7th hour of the day. When it comes to the beginning of the seventh hour of the day, then it's also to eat the chametz midiraisa. Now the rabbanon made achoka 1 hour before, that the 6th hour, you're not allowed to eat the chametz, and you have to burn the chametz. That's Remeya Shita now Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Weiner, Rabbi Yehuda says now Mishnah, Oichlen Kol Dalet. We hold like Rabbi Yehuda Lalochem, that the first 4 hours of the morning, Erev Pesach, you're still allowed to eat chametz. V'toilen Kol Hei. When it becomes the beginning of the 5th hour of the day already, you're not allowed to eat the chametz. But toilen means you're not allowed to eat it, but you don't have to burn it. It's still mutter banor. We hold the 5th hour, you're allowed to still sell it to a guy, or you can give it to your animals to eat. It's mutter banor. It's only osa b'achilu mid rabbonin. V'sarfim b'tchilas vov. when it becomes the beginning of the sixth hour of the day, Erev Pesach, that's when even midrabbanon it's also banor. Now comes the time you have to burn it. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So the Mishnah Chur, you see that according to Rabbi Meir, you only make a mistake 1 hour, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only make a mistake 2 hours. That's why even though with the rice, so you're allowed to eat the chametz up until the seventh hour, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanon were afraid maybe you'll make a mistake 2 hours. So they say at the beginning of the fifth hour, you have to stop eating. And according to Rabbi Meir Poshid, we're only afraid he'll make a mistake for 1 hour. Therefore, we tell you at the beginning of the sixth hour, stop eating the chametz. Because if you continue reading the chametz, maybe you'll make a mistake, you'll think it's the beginning of the sixth, and really it's the seventh hour that it's awesome and derisome. So therefore, the Rabbanon made Xerah 1 hour. That's all. Now, it's a kasha, how does this stem with our sugya? We just got finished saying not like that. So the Gemara, Li Abaya, according to Abaya, Aliba the Rabbi Meir Diyomar, Ein Odim Toyev Leichum. Abaya learned shot before Rabbi Meir that by the Edim, even though one said the second hour of the day, and one said the third hour of the day, they didn't make any mistake. Abaya said according to Rabbi Meir, they don't make any mistakes. But the one that said the second hour meant the end of the second hour, and the one that said the third hour meant the beginning of the third hour. But nobody makes mistakes. Or Bezayis Akasha, according to Abaya, Nechel Kula Shish. Then why does Rabbi Meir say the sixth hour? You're not allowed to eat the chametz, you have to burn it. Why not? You should be allowed to eat the chametz up until the seventh hour. Midiraisa, you're allowed to eat the chametz until the seventh hour. So why should Rabbanan say it's also an hour before? Why? You don't make mistakes according to Abaya. Vaita, Ulahach Lishna Nami, the Yodim Toya, the Odom, the Omar, Odim Toya Mashu, the other Lashon according to Abaya was, a person makes a mistake, mamash a minute or two. So the one that said the second meant the end of the second, and the one that said the third meant the beginning of the third. That is little minute or two in between, that's all. Or the Zoyit Shver, according to Rameya, Nechal Ad Seif Shish, that in the Mishnah, why do Rameya say you can't eat the whole sixth hour? It should be mutter to eat the sixth hour chomet up until the last minute, that's all. Fight another Kashra Shver, the Yabaya Libra Rav Yehuda. Now the way Yabaya learns Shatan Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda said, if one aide says the murder took place the third hour of the day, and the other aide said it took place the fifth hour of the day, Rav Yehuda said it's kosher. And Abaya learned pshat why, that people only make a mistake a half an hour. They're only half an hour off. And really the murder took place four and a half hours of the day. Now the one that said 3 hours meant the end of the third hour, which is the beginning of the fourth hour. He's only off half an hour. And the one that said the fifth hour of the day really meant the beginning of the fifth hour of the day. And he's also only off a half an hour. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, they only make a mistake in half an hour. So tomorrow, I'll leave Rabbi Yehuda the Yomam. Odem toya chasi shor, that Rabbi said you only make a mistake in half an hour. But it's also shver. Nechalat palgo de shish. It's shver. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? You have to stop eating the chametz. The beginning of the fifth hour, 2 hours before, you should be allowed to eat it until the sixth and a half hour of the day. Just stop a half an hour before Chatzos. That's all. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Abaya, you only make a mistake a half an hour. So according to Kasha and Abaya, and now Mishnah Smashman know that according to Rabbi Yehuda, people make mistakes in 2 hours. Well, Hach Lishna Nami, even according to the second Lashon of Abaya, the Yamrit that you said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Odem Toya Shor Mashu, a person makes a mistake a whole hour. In other words, 1 8 said it happened the third hour. 1 8 said it happened the fifth hour. We said the murder took place the fourth hour. So the one that said third is off 1 hour, and the one that said five is off 1 hour. That's all. So people only make a mistake 1 hour. So it's Shver in the Mishnah then, Nechalat Seif Hei. So true, we understand why 1 hour of the day was 1 hour before Chatzos. The sixth hour, it should be Yosatit Chametz. But the fifth hour, it should be Mutatit. And why does Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah? No. He says at the beginning of the fifth hour of Erev Pesach, you have to stop eating chametz. Master people make mistakes for 2 hours. So it's a kasha and Abaya. And if the Gemara like this, Omer Abaya, Abaya says the Teres like this. Eidos mesura lizrizim. Eidos, who says Eidos? When you go and see somebody kill somebody, and you hold that you're fit to say Eidos in Bezdin, you're going to be say a testimony, is the pshat is you are medayik very carefully. Like you know, when you go to say Eidos in Bezdin, they're going to check me out. They're going to ask me 7 questions. They're going to ask me all the hakiris. So therefore, before you go to Bezdin, a person makes sure he knows exactly what time it is. So when Eidos think into it to make sure, then you don't make mistakes. Then according to Meir, they don't make any mistake at all. And according to Yehuda, all they'll make is maybe half an hour mistake. That's all. Not more than that.